Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. Jesus said, "Dear children, it's very hard to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." There's a widespread disease in our society which is known as affluenza. It's the belief that peace and contentment can only be found in life by becoming increasingly wealthy. It's in fact not a new disease at all. Jesus had just met a rich young ruler. He seemed to have everything. On the surface, he had every advantage in life. But when Jesus told him to sell all that he had and give it to the poor, he went away sad. It wasn't the answer he wanted at all. In our verse today, Jesus addressed his disciples as children. He didn't often use that expression. It suggests that he was reaching out to them with great gentleness and compassion. He could see how much they were struggling with his teaching about wealth. They'd been brought up with the belief that wealth was a sign of God's blessing. So the thought that it was a huge obstacle to following Jesus was a new way of looking at life. Jesus was saying that wealth will never get you a ticket into his kingdom. The only way to find salvation is through depending entirely upon God and throwing ourselves upon his mercy. Jesus was never opposed to wealthy people following him, and clearly many people did. Through the centuries, the church has been blessed by the presence of many rich people, but not one of them has obtained salvation through their wealth. It cannot be done. The only way into the kingdom is by us all recognizing our spiritual poverty and coming to the Lord with empty hands to receive his gift of new life. Let me pray with you. Loving God, help us never to allow anything to get in the way of following you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which of course you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.